This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Here we go. Beautiful Friday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. I am so glad you are with us this afternoon. God, it's just a great Friday. It's a great time of year. So many people are taking all next week off. There's a big party here at the radio station. It's the WWL Thanksgiving potluck dinner and party. It's going on right now. You know what the time of the party is? 1 to 4. What time is our show? 1 to 4. You think that's an accident? I hope so. All right, it's time to reach over there and crank it up. You've worked hard. It's the end of the week. This is what you've been working for. All right, you know, we've got a little politics to talk about, but nothing really heavy. And some of the politics that we talk about today is so crazy that it really borders on being comical. It's free for all Friday, so we can pretty much talk about whatever you want to talk about. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. A listener sent me a picture of something that she still has, and it is Scoot in the Morning merchandise from when I was on B97 in the mid-80s, and it's really funny. I posted a picture of it on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. It's up there right now, Scoot on the Air Facebook. And, you know, if you're not part of it, go ahead and join us. I would love for you to be part of Scoot on the Air Facebook. It's an extension of our show. Would love for you to join us and comment on what we post and comment on the comments, you know, especially when it gets kind of controversial. You know, there are a lot of people who post things that are just boneheaded comments, and I would love some of you to comment on some of the comments. So anyway, I started to do a video yesterday, and something happened. There was a malfunction, and the mic wasn't working. So I immediately took it down, but I'm going to try and get that video back up again. We hear a lot about trans women, women who are born men, and they're transitioning into women. Many of them still have male anatomy. And this came up yesterday. It's been a topic for a couple of days now, because there is a trans woman, somebody born a man who has transitioned into a woman, has even had a bottom surgery, which is surgery, you know, below the equator. And so this person is no longer, doesn't even have male anatomy any longer. And because of the Neanderthal thinking of a lot of men on Capitol Hill, this person, since she was born a male, is going to be forced to use the men's room. Now, everybody knows who this person is. She is a newly elected transgender congresswoman from Delaware, and she's the first on Capitol Hill. The question is not Capitol Hill, because everybody knows who this person is. So if this woman walks into the men's room, guys are going to know. But I still think it's ridiculous because she's not even a man. Anyway, this brought up the conversation about transgender bathrooms. And obviously in the future, there will always be three bathrooms, male, female, transgender. And many places already have three bathrooms, male, female, and family. So, you know, it's going to cost a lot of small businesses, in particular, smaller businesses that have restrooms open to customers, to put in an extra bathroom, and that's going to be an expense. So in the meantime, where does a transgender person go? Well, as I said, we see and hear so much about transgender women. What about transgender men? What about people who were born female and they've transitioned into being a male because that's the gender they identify with? And as I started to mention yesterday, I don't think this is a situation. And again, I'm speculating because I'm not transgender. But I'm speculating that this is not a case where somebody just decides, oh, you know what? I think I'm a woman. It's not like that. I know somebody, I don't know him that well, but I know somebody who has a transgender son. And I have known this person since this son was like maybe 4 years old. And it was obvious from the very beginning that he identified with being a woman. In the same way that you and I are born with intrinsic desires, things that are just so intrinsic to our nature that we're born that way. I mean, for example, I'm not a hunter. And that's okay. Many of you are hunters. Man, you love to hunt. It's like it's in your blood to hunt. You were born that way. Well, maybe you weren't born that way. Maybe you were taught to hunt. But I mean, I had a 22. I had a shotgun when I was a kid. My dad got me these guns. I went dove hunting one time. And, you know, it never caught on. So it wasn't my thing. I mean, I wasn't born with the desire to hunt. And even if you were taught to hunt or brought up with the idea that hunting was part of your family, it still has to be in you. And some of you just love hunting. I mean, you would have to love hunting to want to go out there and sometimes put deer urine on yourself to, what, attract the deer? Or to go out there in the cold? What is it? Don't you hunt ducks in the winter? Isn't the duck blind cold and just miserable? I mean, I'm just using this. I just thought about this, but I'm just using this as an example. If you're into hunting, that is intrinsic to your nature. Well, it's not intrinsic to my nature. But you were born that way. What if somebody told you you couldn't hunt anymore? What if somebody told you you couldn't wear camouflage? You couldn't wear anything camouflage. And a lot of people who hunt, I mean, they've got like LSU gear. They've got like Saints gear. That's camouflage gear. What if you were told you couldn't wear any of those clothes and you couldn't go hunting? That would bother you and you would feel like something is missing in your life. I don't think this is a direct comparison, but I think it gets close to the idea that these transgender people are not just sitting around thinking, oh, I think I want to be a woman. Oh, I think I want to be a man. It's not like that. It's deep into who they are. And as I mentioned yesterday, I know someone who had a daughter. Her daughter related to being a male to the point where her daughter has transitioned into a male and it is now her son. And she refers to her child as her son. I have seen him. I mean, I've met him. I've been up close and personal with him. Well, not personal in that way. This person still has female anatomy. But this person has facial hair. There's no way you would ever know that this person is a woman. And so somebody who looks just like a man is going to go to the women's room? And I found another picture of a trans male activist and motivational speaker. And I'm going to do a video, maybe during the show today or right after the show. And I'm going to show you a picture of this person because a lot of people who make decisions about transgender people, they don't know any transgender people. They really don't know what we're talking about. So I'll show you a picture of this person and I'll say, which bathroom do you think this person should be in? And these people are not out to cause trouble. And they're not causing problems. And as we talked about yesterday on the show, there are not people sitting around that would love to go rape somebody if only they had a good excuse. Man, if only I could just say I'm transitioning into a woman and I just dress like a woman, then I could go in there and rape people. There are not people thinking that way. And somebody who, the very, very few incidents where somebody may have dressed up like a woman and claimed to be transgender, who went in a woman's bathroom and committed some kind of a horrible act, it wasn't the clothes, it wasn't the excuse that made that person a rapist. That person was already a rapist. So, you know, again, I want to share this picture with you in a video. If I can't do it during the show, I'll do it after the show. And be honest, I'll show you a picture of this person. Where do you want this person to go to the bathroom? I'm looking at the picture right now. And this is somebody that if this person walked into the ladies' room, women would freak out. Is that what you want to do? You want to freak women out? We really hear about trans women, but there are trans men out there too. And they're part of this whole equation. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Okunor Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Also, if you're going to see the movie Wicked, do not sing along. There are going to be warnings asking fans not to sing along with the music. We'll talk about that later in the show. Ian Hoke is our senior producer. He joins us in the other studio. Good afternoon and happy Friday.
Good afternoon to you too as well, and happy Friday and happy early Thanksgiving.
The party.
I'm okay with the party. They're going to bring us a plate of food in here. You know, I would like to stand around and mingle and talk to the people that you don't get to see very often. But, you know, at the end of the day, I still get the plate of food. So
Right
on time. Here's Danny Miller with a plate of food. Danny.
Danny, our top tech guy, he's so nice. He asked me what I wanted, and he made Ian a plate. And I said, Danny, I'm gonna through the technology of my telephone, I'm going to take my phone and during the show go live back there in the party area.
All right.
And make a plate. I brought something for our show to be represented.
Yes, among good. Thank you for doing that.
Among the potluck dishes out there. It's my grandmother, Chrisabelle's, holiday black cherry jello. And I got to tell you, I had to go to a couple of stores because you can't find black cherry jello everywhere. And you can't find the dark canned cherries everywhere. So I had to hit like three stores to get all that I needed.
Thank you.
But I made the jello. It chilled last night in the refrigerator after making it. I brought it down here, and I'm going to bring it into the room. But, you know, I don't know how many people are going to dig into it. I love it. But, you know, not everybody likes jello. Do you like jello?
Yeah, I'll eat some jello.
Yeah, but not everybody like. I mean, some people like just, oh, jello. They hate it. But, man, my grandmother's jello.
I don't think it needs anything in it, like marshmallows or whatever.
Well, I got black cherries in it.
That's okay. That's the flavor of the jello, like, sure.
But I agree with you. Some people put stuff in it that you might find in fruitcake.
Yeah.
They put all that junk in it.
I don't know.
No, I don't need that. And I bought a can of whipped cream. You put a little whipped cream on it.
That's good.
Whipped cream on top.
Yeah, so, that's good dessert. Sometimes you look, like there's this guy on TikTok. What's his name? Dylan or something. I like this guy's videos. He's always making old school recipes from 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years ago. And some of the stuff that people did in the 50s with jello and hot dogs and marshmallows was psychotic. Like, I can't, that's why we had the countercultural revolution, because all these damn boomers were raised up eating hot dogs and jello. And they were like, we're not, this is the system, the revolution will not be televised, man. Like, we're not doing this anymore, you know?
You know, but they say,
really whack.
They say that if we ate like our grandmothers ate, we would all be healthier today.
Oh, no doubt.
Even the lard.
Sure.
Because we've got just so much stuff in our food, which is why I love talking about international market. Do we have some early texts to get to?
Yes. And first, did you see any of Thursday Night Football?
I saw, oh my God, yes.
Was that the most damn fun you've had on Thursday night in a long time? Jameis Winston is a national treasure. I could watch this guy do his pregame and postgame interviews. Are delightful. If you didn't get to see those, go on the internet and see if you can look up his comments before and after the game. He's with the TNF crew. They're making snow angels, diving around in the snow, just having the time of his life. And, you know, I know that, you know, when he was the Saints quarterback, people felt a certain way about him. But now that he's the Browns quarterback, I'm like, this guy's great. I don't, you know, the play is what it is, but just his presentation and his attitude and the leadership qualities that he seems to have. I love this guy.
And he's come a long way because he was in college. He was a dirtbag.
Oh, yeah. Crab legs.
I mean, a dirtbag. Well,
maybe molesting the masseuse.
Yeah,
we don't know.
Maybe,
really.
Maybe so. But people can change. When you talk about change, look at Donald Trump. He's changed a lot since he was younger. But anyway, the snow started in the third quarter, and man, that was some heavy snow. You know, I've lived in areas where it snowed, including Denver. You grew up in Colorado. That was like thick, heavy snow.
Yeah, it looked wet.
I mean, that was
wet
blizzard.
Snow.
That was blizzard-like snow.
So fun, dude.
And it was just amazing. I thought the grounds crew did an amazing job clearing off the numbers and the lines.
The lines, yeah. Yeah, that's impressive. Well,
amazing.
You know, the Saints are playing at Lambeau the week of Christmas, so we might get our own snowy game.
It could happen.
On Monday night. A curious thing happened this week.
What?
I got a box delivered here to the radio station with my name on it, with no note, no card, no nothing. It was a very heavy box, And I opened it up and I said, what the hell is this? It was a weighted blanket. Do you remember last week? We talked for like 20 seconds about weighted blankets and how I was maybe in the market for one. Somebody sent me a weighted blanket.
That's really nice.
It's very nice. I don't know who it is, but I thank you so much. I put it on my bed. It's the right size and everything.
Wow.
So that's very kind of you to do that. I don't know who this person is. Clearly, they want to remain anonymous, and they will. But, man, what a nice gesture that
was. I just thought I wanted to mention that, you know, I'd love a Jaguar, you know? I mean,
yeah.
It'd be really great to be driving around.
Yeah, just name it for 20 seconds. Yeah, if somebody... Yeah. Gosh, you know, a nice bottle of Glenlivet, it'll go a long way. It's the holiday season, you know. It's like, as long as we're giving gifts, it's 400 Poitras Avenue, Suite 800, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70130.
But, you know, that's our audience. I mean, our audience is kind
really
like
sweet,
that.
Yeah.
You know, that's really, really
Yeah,
great.
And the guy earlier this year that was sending you all that candy, you got like five cases of Heavenly Hash.
I mentioned one day I was reading something about the strawberry-flavored Heavenly Hash. And I never tasted it. That's all I had to say. And somebody's delivering me, sending me boxes of. I've still got some back there that are on the boxes are the whole row box of the strawberry flavored Heavenly Hash is not even open.
Well, so maybe you can bring some of that to the potluck.
I could do that. Yeah.
That's certainly in the spirit. Speaking of the potluck, here's a couple text messages. Here's one that says, hey, I don't think it's that they want you. It's not that they don't want you at the party, but they know that no one will be busy listening to your show. So more people will be available to attend the party. Just kidding.
Yeah, that's funny.
Nice. Here's one that says, they just wanted to make sure Scoot and Ian weren't late for the show, mingling at the party. That's why it's scheduled for during the show.
Well, you know, we've gone through this. We talked about it. It could have been, you know, 2 to 6. It could have been, 3 to 6. It could have been 2 to 5. Mm-hmm. It could have been, I mean, it could have been a lot of different ways. But 1 to 4 specifically during our show. But, you know, we're gonna get some food from there anyway. And I'm going to take my phone, and through the magic of technology today with my phone, I'm going to go live into the party area here at the station. And make a little plate and just mingle a little bit.
Yeah, it's funny. We're having the party in the part of the building that we technically don't occupy anymore. After COVID, our office occupancy situation kind of changed, and we have a large part of the facility that's locked up and empty all the time. But that's where we're having the party. But it kind of looks like a Scooby-Doo ghost town. It's all these empty offices and empty cubicles. Yeah. I mean, they did a great job. Did you get a chance to go see it yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, they got the old conference table and they put a tablecloth on it. It looks lovely. But when I went in there this morning, I was like, man, it's creepy in here.
Yeah, I'll go in there. And, you know, it's going to be nice to see people because since COVID, you know, a lot of people are not back at the station. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's like at your office, but... You know, for the most part, a lot of people are working from home, and they didn't come back to the station. And it's really just mainly the on-air staff and the programming people that are back at the station.
One more really fast text. This says, hey, Scoot, you should have put dry cat food in the Jell-O, just like the crazy old aunt did in Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, or I could have done what they did on South Park. I could have, you know, like killed one of the account executives and put their ashes in it.
Oh, my God.
Remember that episode where they killed Scott's, gross. I think it was like, you know, Cartman and the guy. Like they killed
somebody?
Scott's mother, and they
Wait,
put
Scott.
Scott was some bully kind of. I think his name was Scott.
Okay,
it was
kind of
a bully
fine.
Kind of. It was a ginger bully, and they. It was about a hot dog, and so they put
him in the Jell-O.
They put her in the hot dog, and so he was eating his mom.
Ew.
Yeah, disgusting.
Wow.
But it's South Park.
Well, bon appetit, everyone.
All right, it's Free for All Friday. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. And again, check out that little piece of memorabilia from the past. It's Scoot Scoot in the Morning merchandise from back in the day. It would be so inappropriate for a station to give this out today, but back in the mid-80s, this was like just a fun thing to do. All right, it's on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, and we'll be right back.
It's a beautiful day. I'm Scoot on the Air. I'm in the lobby of WWL right now, and I've got my grandmother's holiday black cherry Jell-O and some whipped cream, and I'm going to walk into the party area and deliver this and maybe pick up a little plate here. Excuse me. All right, I want to deliver something to the party here. Where should I put this? This is from our show. I want to deliver something to the party. We're on the air, so don't curse. We're live on the air. Don't curse.
Black cherry.
Jell-O. I know not everybody likes Jell-O, but I wanted to contribute something.
I want to get some of that, Jell-O.
A lot of stuff here.
Yeah, it's big, packed out table.
There's a lot of stuff here. I mean, there's cranberry and mac and cheese.
Definitely get some of the mac and cheese.
The turkey is almost gone.
Is it really?
There's a great dip here. Oh, there's sweet potatoes with something looks like a praline and pecan thing on top. Sweet potato casserole, green beans. There's a sweet potato casserole with mushrooms on top. Oh, there's apple crumb pie. Wow. There's teapot and speedy and jammer from B97. And there's Joe. Joe from Traffic.
Cardosi.
And Charlie from the Afternoon Show.
Charlie.
Joe Cardosi. And Ernie and Newell Norman and everybody's here. Oh, look, somebody brought their children. Somebody has kids. Wow. Wow, there's Diane Newman. Don't curse, we're live on the air. Diane Newman's here, and Tim Zimmer's here, and hey, and from Magic 101.9, everybody's here.
I think
The food looks good. I got to do a little play while I'm here. I'm gonna bring it in.
Yeah, go ahead. You may be giving people the idea that we're all just up here all day cursing at each other, but it's not quite that bad.
Well, no, it's not quite that bad. But
there's a couple individuals. There's a couple individuals who do an outsized share of cursing, and they'll remain nameless.
Well, that's right. But we're not in. We're not in any serious meeting. So I figured that some people might let loose. But they've got the jailed cranberry sauce, which has the imprint of the
lines,
can.
The lines from the can.
It. Oh yeah,
yeah.
I love that. I love that.
Didn't we do a taste test of that last year?
I think we did.
Yeah.
I don't usually eat it because it's so, bad thing, but I'm going to do a spoonful of mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And the mashed potatoes. John made mashed potatoes. There's ham here.
You see anything to drink over there?
Fast.
Does anybody have any, soft drinks or anything?
There's soft drinks. Yeah, you want a soft drink?
Is it in a can?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
No, it's
no,
in a bottle.
Yeah,
oh, no, wait. I said there's Diet Coke in a can.
That's going to be a no from me, dog. They got anything else? They got any Coca-Cola or Sprite or anything?
Not in a... They've got Diet Coke in a can.
That's cool.
That's all right. Let me look in the cooler here.
I'll go buy a Coke at 2. It's all right.
No. All right. Let's see. Let's see. Yeah, would you give me a cup? Would you do a cup of Sprite?
Sure.
Well, thank you, Jammer.
You know what? I will have a cup of Sprite, actually. Can Jammer make 2?
Two cups of Sprite.
Red or blue cup?
Let's do red.
Red cup.
Two red cups. Two red cups. Oh, no, wait a minute. Wait, maybe we should do blue. I see the election is so far over, I'm not even thinking red and blue. And
are there any purple cups?
Whether or not we should have red or blue. There's no purple cups? No purple.
What kind of potluck is this?
We'll be rebellious, and we'll do red cups. The food looks great.
Oh,
and people like sitting around in their little groups. Let's see. Actually, there's some faces that I don't recognize because we always have new people. Robbie Bowen, sales manager's here. Ian's here.
Ozan.
The other Ian. Ian Ozan's here. And his fiance, Dawn, is here. Dawn, thanks for the mashed potatoes. How you feeling?
Feel hearty.
That was a kiss. It wasn't something that was thing that was open. It was just a business greeting.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Hey. Thank you so much. Well, I need one more. I need one more. Yeah. Could you bring one for Ian too? I need two of those.
Thank you, Jammer.
All right. I got to get a spoon. I mean, a fork and a knife, and then I'm going to come back into the. into the studio. Stacy Wainwright is here.
I'm going to submit this segment for a Marconi Award.
Dan Barron, our marketing manager's here.
Yeah, he brought
Bill
all the
Long
meat.
Is here munching down. What?
He brought all the meat.
No, we're getting Sprite.
I think.
We're getting Sprite. I've got some stuff. What are those things on your head?
Drumsticks.
Oh, drumsticks. She's got these two legs. These two legs sticking out of her head.
Mm.
Hey, how are you? All right, let's see. All right, we're coming. Mm. That's a nice little. It's a nice little setting back there. All right, I'm coming in. Okay. Here, just a second. Let me get my pass out. I got to wait for DePaul, who's coming with the beverages. It was funny how Jammer did that. Do you want a blue cup or a red cup? No. I wasn't even thinking politics. And I said red cup.
Wow.
Are you eating?
Yeah, I just finished my first plate.
Oh, nice. The turkey's almost gone. It's good.
That's okay. I don't need any more turkey. I want some of the dessert.
It's almost gone.
It's more of that shrimp melaton stuffing.
Okay.
Wow.
Jammer's bringing you...
Thank you, Jammer. Hi, Jammer. So,
hello.
Thank you, bud.
I give you a red cup.
I saw it.
Jammer, just come in when you get. Okay, thanks.
We're making Thanksgiving great again.
All right, back in the studio.
Okay.
Did you say that we're making Thanksgiving great again?
I did.
Yeah, okay.
With our little red cups?
Yep, that's right.
Wow. I feel like I just ran around the block. I ate that food so fast.
Wow, it's our time for a break.
Yeah, we're a little late. You want to...
I do that a couple more times. And
say
the show
something
be
to
over.
The people? Yeah.
No. Hey, it was nice. You know, a lot of you have gatherings at your office, and so to just go to the little gathering, it's nice. People are sitting around and talking, and again, this is really special for us at WWL because so many of the people are not here every day. And they haven't been since COVID. They're doing a great job. They're all kicking ass. They're working from home, and it's nice to see everybody. All right, so let's get to a break here. If you want to join us with a comment, it's Free for All Friday, and the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Look, this is going to be a nice weekend. And a lot of people, this is the beginning of an extended vacation for a lot of people because kids are out of school. A lot of kids are out of school all week next week. And a lot of people just take Thanksgiving week off and they just, they're gone. So this is the last Friday. A lot of people are going to be together. Jammer, thank you. Hey, what did you think of that B97 merchandise that I sent
shirt.
You? You know, we couldn't do that today, could we?
No.
No. Very inappropriate. I posted it on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page.
People are a little bit more squeamish today.
A little, yeah. It's just something that the radio, B97 did when I was Scoot in the morning on B97 years ago. And it's not something that really would be tolerated or allowed. It wouldn't be allowed today, but, you know, we did it back then. Times have changed. And not necessarily for the better. We will be back on Free for All Friday on WWL. Wow, I hated to stop eating to come back and do the show because I'm not finished with that plate yet. So the food's really, really good. You know, there's a lot of conversation, and we'll talk more about this next week, about Thanksgiving gatherings and the conversation about politics. Do you really have to talk about politics? I mean, a lot of people do. You know, politics is so personal to so many people that they have to talk about it. It's not just that they want to talk about politics, but they want you to know how they feel. And they want to actually try to convince you to think their way. And, you know, there was a time when people put bumper stickers on their cars and that told you who they were voting for. But that was sort of a subtle way. Today, it's more in your face, where people want to tell you who they are and who they vote for and what they stand for politically. They want to tell you. They want to just get in your face and let you know. And I know that, you know, there's always going to be that aunt or that uncle or that, you know, old geezer grandfather who's going to, you know, want to get in your face. I mean, not literally in your face, but want to talk about politics. And some of these geezers, you know, they think they know everything, just because they've lived life. And living a long life doesn't make you a genius. In fact, I think some people get dumber over time. Some people learn as they go through life, and they're just brilliant, and they're fun. But some people just get old and cranky, and you know, they don't understand that anybody might think differently from them, and they even resent it. And, you know, then inevitably there are those things that just bring up conversations. It doesn't take much. Somebody asking for, you know, when you're looking at parts of a turkey, somebody asks for the right wing or the left wing. You know, that can spur a conversation about politics. The cranberry sauce. In fact, is there anything blue? I mean, there's nothing blue for Thanksgiving. I mean, there's red stuff. Cranberry sauce is red. I guess there are a few other items that might be red, but there's really no food that's really blue. I mean, there's purple, there's eggplant, but I can't think of anything that's blue.
I got like blue raspberry stuff.
You know, and I don't get that. I reject that whole concept, blue raspberry.
Why?
You know, raspberries are red.
Yeah, well, you know why we have blue raspberry.
Well, because of strawberries.
They already had strawberry cherry and apple and everything else, and Big Food wanted to sell us raspberry-flavored stuff, but all the reds were already taken, so they made it blue raspberry.
I don't know. I don't like it. Whether it's a snowball or anything, blue raspberry is it's an abomination.
All right.
It's a transitional fruit. I mean, look, you're a raspberry. You're red. Don't pretend to be blue. You know, I don't care if you feel like you should be blue because there's no other blue food out there. You're red.
What are you blaming the raspberry for?
Well, I guess
the raspberry didn't make this choice.
No, it's not the raspberry's fault. It's the food industry's fault. But I just want everybody to understand that there's no blue raspberry. It's raspberry. And they make it blue with, I guess, food dye. But it's not blue.
No, it's not blue.
All right, the Thanksgiving dinner is going to cost about 19% more than it did last year. I mean, that's not a big deal. And I, you know, but then I heard another report that it was going to be less this year. And I think Rouse's, I don't know whether this special's still going on, but if you bought a ham at Rouse's, you had a turkey free, which is a real good deal because, you know, I mean, I'm not Muslim, so ham's okay with me. And ham is delicious, in my opinion. So I would love to have a ham, and you get the turkey free. Again, I don't know if that special's still going on, but Rouse's did have that special for a while. But, you know, I mean, I expect everything to be a little more expensive the next year. You know, that's kind of the way life is. And so I don't think we should be surprised that maybe Thanksgiving costs a little more.
Some people are texting in and giving us blue foods, blue cheese.
All right, blue cheese.
Well, that's blue.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I guess you. I guess you like wait for the cheese to mold.
Blue mold. Yeah,
it's mold.
All right, three in a row: blueberry cobbler, blueberries, and blueberry pie.
Okay, blueberry. All right, blueberries. I didn't think about blueberry.
It's kind of blue. I mean, yeah,
blueberry.
It's blueberry. Yeah. Let's call it blue, but it's pretty deep blue.
Yeah, it is deep.
It's like some kind of fancy blue, aquamarine maybe.
Do we have
like that.
Anything that's like periwinkle?
periwinkle?
Or mauve? No, I didn't think about blueberry, but blueberry is blue. Any other blue food that I'm missing?
I don't think so.
Okay, so there's not much out there.
Yeah, there's no blue vegetables.
Yeah, and
there's
cheese
no
is not
starches.
Blue, but if you let it mold.
No, blue cheese has blue in it, for sure.
It's moldy, though. I mean, isn't that the mold?
Well, yeah, but that's a really important part of the cheese-making process.
It is. Have you ever opened up a package of Limburger cheese?
No, I don't mess with that stuff.
You know, when I first started working at a grocery store, when I was young, my first job at a grocery store, there was a whole case of Limburger cheese. And one of the packages was open.
No.
And I smelled it.
Oh,
I threw away the whole box.
Yeah.
The whole case of it.
Oh, you thought it was ruined.
Yeah, I thought it was like, you know, bad.
And
I
that mean, was your last day at the grocery store.
No, actually, they never found out about it.
Oh, man.
Can you be fired retroactively?
Yeah, what is it? Langenstein's is going to go back and look at their records from 1964, whatever, be like, get them out of here.
All right, Scoot, we got to get to a break here. And, you know, we're hearing more in the news about dirty little secrets. Like Matt Gaetz apparently now had a threesome. One plus one plus one equals a threesome. Yeah. It seems like a number of Trump's appointees have dirty little secrets. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back. It's Free for All Friday on WWL. All right, so Ian and I are going to head into the party during the news break. I want to check out and see if any of my grandmother's black cherry jello with black cherries in it is still there. So I want to get some of that. So we're getting some more suggestions on blue food. There are blue crabs. Didn't think about that. Blue corn, blue potatoes. And somebody said something about blue raspberries. The raspberries identify with being blue, and that's the beginning of the problem. Well, yeah, I mean, you can't transition to blue just because you want to.
Can they live? Can we just let them
live,
please?
The raspberry is red, and it should stay red, and this business about blue raspberries is just ridiculous.
Easy for you to say.
All right. It's Free for All Friday. Today is another very significant day. We'll talk about that when we come back on WWL.